Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up at 4:30, the return of Who Sucks Less. But first time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
Jump right into these very special birthdays today. Guys, my son Jackson with an X is turning 16 today. He has been asking us for years to send in a birthday shout-out for him. So can Coach Ted give him a pep talk about the importance of turning in his schoolwork so he can get good grades and get his guitars back? And can he get a Holy Espro and a Homer Simpson fish sandwich? Thanks, guys. He really loves the show. That from Mom and from Dad.
Holy J!
What's his name again, Miles? His name is Jackson with an X. All right, Jackson.
Sandwich. Are you sure?
Listen up, Jackson. I get it. You're a guitar guy, music dude. You're around the fire meeting chicks. I was a sports guy. But we still have the same problem, all right? Coaches don't let you play if you don't have good sports. Your parents aren't going to let you play the guitar unless you have good grades. My bad, good grades. And listen, Coach's not going to sit here and tell you how much he loves school. Some of it can suck. Some of it can be a struggle. You're 16, man. Turn in the schoolwork, then you can play music on the weekends. It's that friggin' simple. Coach doesn't want to have this conversation next year.
Yeah.
Just do the work. All the naked ladies, and you can have fun. If you just do one
just
thing.
Just do it.
Look, your grades still might suck, but when the effort is put in, they go, okay, we know what to work with.
Yeah.
I do not have kids. I don't know why I feel like this. Jackson, I've never had this conversation. Just do the work.
Jackson, if you do well in school, you can get away with murder.
Oh, dude, you'd be
stunned. You can do the dumbest crap, but if your grades are
Jackson,
good...
Jackson, why is there crime tape around your bedroom and a blood stain? Well, Mom, I'm all A's. You know what? No questions.
Yep. Seriously.
He couldn't have done it. No.
He's an A student.
All the naked ladies, we'd like to wish our good friend Pontiac Drag Racer from Classical Gas, Clay, a very happy birthday. Hell of a car builder and a friend to all in the Pontiac community. I did not know that there was a Pontiac community.
It's getting smaller by the year.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Bunch massive.
Running around in Fieras.
They're
gone. Can we get him a, your penis is too small. You like that. And the Dirty Germans talking racing clay in drag. From his friends at Classical Gas, the Gasser Brothers, and the Trickler.
The penis is too small.
You like that? You like that?
So, yeah, it's the hottest part is just running up in sounds of Speedway in my heels.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Anytime I race, I'm in drag. And I look damn good doing it.
So, yeah.
Imagine the first time we went to American drag racing. Like, wait, they're in cars?
Dude, I'm not kidding you. A couple summers ago, we're sitting at my sister's house. She's talking about the neighbor across the street that he's in drag races. And they're like, yeah, they're down at the VFW or whatever.
And, like, as I'm coming back from running an errand, I just go, how in the hell are they having a drag race in a parking lot that tiny?
How long did it take you to piece it together?
Right, and then they all start laughing. They're like, no, the drag queens. I was like, oh. Obviously, we know this guy's racing cars.
They still might be in drag.
That'd be kind of wild.
The double drag race.
All the dinosaurs, please wish a happy 25th birthday with 6 years of experience to my somewhat smart and beautiful land whale of a wife, Victoria.
Land whale?
Land whale of a wife.
Victoria.
Damn. She is 38 weeks pregnant with our second child.
All right. Wow. Jesus, dude. I still wouldn't say that.
Nope.
And she could use some motivational quotes, not dad jokes for Miles. To get her to, her to the finish line, especially since she is planning to give birth without any pain medication. That's what they always say, Gordon.
Don't, listen, don't do what you want to do. And I understand it's a very personal decision. My wife had made that decision with our first kid. And about 20 minutes into it, she's like, put the needle in me.
Numb. I know a couple women that have done it all natural.
What? How do they describe it? Just exactly what we think?
Yeah, I mean, the second one, obviously, they were going to do it at home with a doula, and it happened so quick, my buddy Jesse had to deliver the baby.
Okay, Ted, just know this, like a lot of things, like you stretch that rubber band out, it's brand new, and you shoot it 40 feet, you keep shooting that thing, man, before you know it's only going 5 feet. So, the first child, use the drugs. The second child, you're a little bit more prepared down there.
So my son he almost fell out of that thing.
Yeah. It's just like this. If you have sex with someone who has never had a child, it's way different than if you've had sex with somebody who has. As far as,
Yeah.
It's like putting on a big glove or putting on a real tight isotoner. You know,
I think they come back to form. I've dated a couple single moms. I couldn't tell the difference.
Okay.
Did you let them know that? Yeah, I can't even tell.
All right. I thought this thing was going to be huge.
Yeah. Victoria also needs some Coach Ted on having a healthy and balanced diet. Random sound bites as well there, Mike. Dealer's choice. That from the meter reader from Monroe.
That's fun.
Coach is not a dumb man. Coach knows a lot of things in life. Coach is going to give a ton of advice to a pregnant woman. Now, have I heard that maybe cravings aren't real? Sure. But also, you're pregnant. I don't know. Does it have to be that balanced? If I was you, I'd be eating those peanut butter and pickle sandwiches.
Seriously.
Yeah, I just don't have an excuse. I'm just a weirdo.
Right. Yeah. And I know, meter reader, you don't want any jokes, but I really don't have any motivational quotes for someone who's pregnant.
You know what I mean? What about...
Push.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a joke.
Push it.
Push it real good.
Guys, a woman was 3 months pregnant when she fell into a deep coma and woke up about 6 months later. She asked the doctors about her baby. The doctor said, you had twins, a boy and a girl. They are both fine. And guess what? Your brother named them both for you. The woman says, no, not my brother. He is an idiot. Okay, what did my brother name the girl? The doctor says, he named the girl Denise. Woman says, oh, that's actually a nice name. What about the boy? Doctor says, the nephew.
Oh, all right, all right.
Guys, shout out to my mom. Hope she has a great birthday. Can you give her a burp fart, a bong rip, and a happy Chinooka? Thanks, guys, from OGB and the Crab Daddy.
Crab Daddy.
Happy Chinooka.
Guys, please give a birthday shout out to my incredible son, Randy. He's turning 16 and will be licensed to drive soon. So how about a Alan Thicke? Uh-oh, look out. Are your penis is too small and you guys talking all over yourselves about new drivers on the road. Happy birthday. Lots of love from mom and from dad. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Uh-oh, look out.
Don't worry about the new drivers. Think about the ones that have been on the roads for a long time.
You can't even drive the difference. Really, nobody tells us the freaking
ones that have been driving for a long time.
They're the idiots.
They're not paying attention because they think they can drive.
They're still using blinkers.
Exactly.
You must be a new driver. His blinkers on.
Mm-hmm. Guys, let's see. How about some favorite drops there from Mike and the Dirty Germans on what I, Michelle, will do for Philip's birthday, which is today.
or my father or my boss.
You, eh?
Yeah, exactly how old is this Philip?
We don't know.
Yeah, then I can't say exactly what you might be doing on Philip's birthday. Well, I think you'll be doing the exact same thing. It's just whether or not Philip can watch.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I've talked to this Philip, and it's a dirty job, and I can tell you what he wants you to do. It's the dirty dishes already.
Use your screwdriver, Philip.
Hey-o.
Yeah, look out.
Ooh. Oh. Screwdriver jokes.
And I got a very special birthday announcement myself.
Mm-hmm. Heather Graham.
No, she is, Heather Graham is 55 years old.
Yeah.
The cool thing about that is she was born on my actual birthday.
That is correct.
So if I ever meet her, first thing I'm doing is I'm whipping out my ID. And I'm like, look, man.
Oh, whipping out your ID. Thank you.
We are birthday buddies. We are born on the same exact day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will you please have some sex with me?
Now, when she says no, are you going to be heartbroken? Or
not really, but I'm still going to ask. Hey, look, man, we came into this world together. Let's bring one into this world together.
And hey.
But seriously, in all honesty, a very happy 45th birthday to our buddy Gregor, morning show guy on the end, who's been there forever. We share the same birthday, and he is 45 years old today. So I requested Corner Shop Brimful of Asha to see if he would play this morning. Not sure that he did, but he did play I Can't Drive 55 from Sammy Hagar.
Ah, see what he did there. And happy birthday to you, man. 55 okay. years on this planet. We're 20 years deep in Seattle, which means you were young when we got here.
And because of that, I'm going to make you sing the birthday song all by yourself, and I'm just going to sit here.
Might get some sound effects in there for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I mean, it's Miles' birthday. Right. Give him something special.
Jeez Louise.
Snap a picture of yourself.
What should we do here?
You gotta get them too small.
Dip responsibly. By the way, today is a National Chip Day.
It is a National Chip Day.
Dip responsibly, man. Get some San Juan salsa there, roasted bread.
Dip responsibly. And
enjoy your evening there.
You know what, honestly? Go crazy, Miles. It's your birthday. Dip irresponsibly tonight.
Oh, Jesus. Ted's never said that before.
No, never.
All right, Steve, you'll now serenade me with my birthday song.
I will, and if you're listening at home, please sing along. This is for our very own Miles Montgomery, lady, who 55 years ago today was brought onto this planet, and things got a little bit creepier for everyone.
You ain't.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. To you. To you.
Bitches.
Yaws, a dirty bitches. German, brought to you by Men's Room Original
kind of
Sausage.
Impressive.
Available thank through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know who sucks less?
Hey, it's time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine, out of those three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and as always, we have three stories for you to share where all the stories suck. It's up to you to come up with which one sucks the least. Now, I did prepare one for this week, but, you know, Mike, it is Miles' birthday, so I thought, you know, maybe let's do a special one where you and Ted debate. I'm just going to give you the general topic. And then you guys decide which scenario you think sucks the least.
Okay. All right. All right.
And like anything,
I can't debate.
And I mean, you can.
Take a play.
Man, I think, you know, you can offer your insights should you want to add or subtract anything from these stories. But just on the surface, if we're talking clickbait, these would be the headlines. Man getting mouth hugged secretly eats fried chicken while the performance is going on.
Oh.
And there's more to it than that. Obviously, you have the opportunity. You're dating a young woman. She wants to give you a mouth hug. You make it back to the place, but you did get food because you're both hungry. But the fried chicken, which is for both of you, is sitting on the coffee table in front of you, and you delicately reach across so as not to disturb what it is she's doing, and then you get to eating the fried chicken. That's one. Second story, man in car plows down a family of quail. All right, so you're in the car, here's some quail, and you decide, just I'm going to drive through these sons of bitches, leaving what has been described, and I quote, a pink mist. Well, that mist is not cotton candy. That is the end of a family of birds that could have gone on to do great things. We will never know now, as those quail were wiped out. But finally, as far as your clickbait headlines, and I'm sure there's more to the story, imagine a young man beheading bunnies. in his own backyard. It sounds savage. It sounds brutal. The excuse, of course, is that they had a lawnmower. That doesn't mean you couldn't see bunnies. But either way, that lawnmower, the spinning blade, I don't know how many revolutions per second, but this bad boy is just spinning, mowing down grass. And then it turns out, not just grass, it can cut through the necks of bunnies. Bunnies, plural, by the way, their little heads removed from their bodies.
Oh,
just
my.
Lifeless little fur balls, literally at that point, fur balls with feet, heads gone. So again, the general stories are you're getting a mouth hug from a woman who's willing to do it for you, and you're going to eat fried chicken and maybe spill crumbs in her hair. Mowing down a family of quail in your car. A family, not like a quail, but a family of quail, or another cute little cuddly family of bunnies who tragically had their heads removed from their bodies at a ridiculous velocity to bleed out in someone's backyard. Yeah,
Steve, do you know if the chicken that was consumed during the mouth hug there? Do we know if the woman had intention to eat the chicken as well?
I know she.
Let me talk to a source, Miles.
I did know.
Save this for you.
Right, look.
Did she get any chicken?
It's 2:00 in the morning. All right. We stop at the convenience store, which makes fried chicken all night long, 24-hour convenience store.
Delicious fried chicken.
Okay, they give it to you in a rectangular box that you've seen at Popeye's, KFC, and everything else, right? They also put in these potato wedges that have been dipped in the same batter that they use to fry the chicken.
Lovely.
So they take it to a next level. They actually use the batter on those potato logs is what they call them. Also, two rolls are included on this order, and it was a full family order, which included two thighs, two wings, and two legs. No breasts.
All right.
Okay. But either way, I can see the steam coming up from the middle of the slit on the top of the rectangular box. I can smell the fried chicken. My first move was to pop one of the corners to open the box.
This was a covert operation that you were
doing. I slowly opened the box with two fingers.
How delicate were you in this operation so as not to let her know?
Boom. It looked like a nuclear bomb of delicious chicken smoke went up when I popped the top off this thing because the chicken was hot.
See, I'm quite familiar with these stories. I will say this. Running over the rabbits.
Mm-hmm. With the lawnmower.
With the lawnmower.
And they were bunnies, not rabbits.
My impression is that's a young man, enterprising, trying to make some money.
No.
I used to run a 42-inch skag, so I know how this could happen. So I'm going to let that one go.
But you were earning money.
I was not.
All right, well, he's doing it for fun. But
no,
the bottom line,
I had to. It was the yard.
I think that one sucks the least. I think what sucks the most is his chicken story.
No.
Because it's the start of a constant disrespect of women.
No, it was
it started
not.
With chicken.
I'll tell you what it was,
Chad.
Here's what it was. The thigh was on the top, and they did kind of an extra crunchy chicken, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's that big, fatty skin piece of just delicious
crisp. I can see it, man. Yeah.
So I delicately pulled off the skin top corner of the thigh, and I put that in my mouth, success. As I'm eating this and sucking on it, it is so good that I honestly... I need another piece of skin, but there is a chicken leg there, which is a one-armed eating utensil. So I grabbed the chicken leg, and I slowly started to eat the chicken. There's one in there for her. I'm eating my own.
Oh, she gets one.
Well, I get one.
Was she shocked that some chicken had been consumed when she's done?
No.
Crumbs in her hair.
That was the problem when I was rotating the chicken leg. The crumbs were falling off, and she noticed one bounced off my stomach.
See, now, Ted, I agree with you on one aspect, but I'm going to disagree with you on who actually sucks least. I think it's the quail that sucks the least. I think it's just a man driving down the road. And you know what? Birds, I've seen it myself. I have witnessed it myself that birds will come out of nowhere, especially a whole family of the doggone things. And they're low flyers. They know that the road's there. And then they will fly right in front of it and they will get blitzed.
We don't know the mental state of these
doggone quail.
I will say this, though. I suggested that we eat first. I do remember that because I was starving. You know, you have those days like when you're poor, you really don't eat all day.
Right, right.
That was the meal of the day. Like, I'm ready to eat.
But I'm with her. Let's get the sex out of the way then.
Exactly.
Eat.
She's doing you two favors.
This chicken is hot. It's like when you get home tonight with a crock pot. You're going to take a bite of that chicken.
I'd rather have sex first.
You're not going to wait.
Yes.
Right. If somebody said, hey, I'm going to do a mouth hug and then I'd be like, okay, I'll wait.
Because
I respect women.
And like you're saying, she wasn't even just like, hey, let's get down to the sex. Like, hey, let me hook you up. You know what?
I'm not even asking for anything.
Let me hook you up.
Let me put that nasty, let me spit
and
on my
And then we'll get into that delicious chicken. And then all of a sudden, she looks up, and what do you know? Her mouth...
I don't even know how much of this I believe.
Mike, I also,
like he was eating a biscuit.
I also been into a roll.
See?
And I took the coleslaw out because I did not want it to get warm because the chicken was so
No, hot. You didn't want the coleslaw. I know you. No, you didn't want the coleslaw.
I wanted the coleslaw. I just wanted it cold. I was just putting stuff on
did
the counter.
Did you dip it in the gravy why before you bit into it, Montgomery?
Why did you bring this woman home? Obviously, chicken is more important.
We were both very hungry.
Yeah. She wasn't as hungry as you.
Did you give her a sanitary nap when you were done?
That didn't come with two sanitary napkins and two sporks. Back in the day.
Yep. Did you at least hook her up and let her eat chicken?
Oh, yeah, we ate the chicken.
No. I'm saying, did you hook her up and let her eat chicken?
Oh, God, no.
Damn it, Mom.
See?
She said you liked it with greasy fingers, so I said, all right, let's wait.
I'm like, you know what? He's lying. He just went to sleep. He's like, I'm already done eating.
Fried chicken.
Full.
Shot of the day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, let's check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Difficult work leads to greater career fulfillment, according to new research.
Well, yeah, typically they go ahead.
Say that again?
Difficult work leads to, I just had it here.
Oh, I see.
Greater career fulfillment.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, if the projects or whatever it is you have in front of you are challenging, you execute it and get it done, in spite of all the nightmares that went into making it be successful, you're kind of good after that.
Right.
And at one, the bosses know you can handle crap. Two, you know you can handle crap. And you learn a lot from your mistakes. Like, look, there's a way to do this better the next time this comes up.
Well, and putting the stress on it is you can feel more accomplished at the end of it.
Absolutely.
You know, you've overcome something there.
But also, to me, it also means, like, you know, what would have been a 30-minute meeting is now a 10-minute meeting. Because you know the 20 minutes are the fat you can trim. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, drones do a better job of warding off bears than guard dogs.
I believe that.
Huh.
Because a dog has a scent. And it is recognized as an animal. Correct. A bear can assess whether or not it can take this animal on. A drone is, what is this weird-ass,
correct,
smelly mechanical thing dropping from the sky?
Make a noise.
Right. You know, it's the same thing that, you know, aliens will do a better job of warding off the average Joe than an invading country. You know, yeah, something exactly. Like that.
If you can't comprehend what you're saying, fear is generally the first response.
That's right. Someone did the math on how big our wings would need to be if humans could fly like birds. So basically, ooh, if we had like a bird's wings.
Well, based on our weight.
It does vary because of people's height, people's right. weight, people's
I'll say average 36 feet, full wingspan.
So I'll say 20.
20 feet? Ted, any kind of a ballpark there on what the wingspan would be of your average person. The one that they did here.
15?
15 feet.
20
okay.
seems giant.
So they did.
We're heavy, though, man. Just the way we're built.
I guess you're right. 10 feet on each side, yeah.
They did the math for a 5-foot-tall person that's 155 pounds.
So a child.
It would take the wingspan about 20 feet.
Damn.
Just to lift that.
So a normal person would be closer.
Yeah, your more average height is going
to...
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Birds are built to be light based on the fact that they do fly.
Another theory that I also heard is that to make us anatomically correct, our chest bone would have to jut out like
crazy. I've seen that before, yeah.
You know, because our pectorals wouldn't even be there in order to actually pull those doggone things down.
Not me, man. I'm doing cables. Doing that.
Not you, Miles. Nah, dude. You're fine. You need wings. Yeah, you need wings.
That's right.
It's been talked about all day long, but it's a day that comes for us once a year, except for you leap baby freaks. It's our birthday. Just trying to get on that subject because
leap baby freaks.
You're darn right. It did one birthday every 4 years.
You never deep down wished your birthday was February 29th.
Hell yeah.
Wouldn't it make it more special, though? You know, it's cool.
That's
right?
The whole thing is that, yes, when it's actually your birthday, I'm sure it's more special. But I guarantee you, people that have their birthday on the 29th hate the fact that their birthday's on the 29th.
You celebrate it on the 28th.
I think
March
the older
1st.
You get, the more you appreciate that.
I think that's terrible.
Like when you're a kid, it sucks.
It's like the Olympics.
No.
you still get a birthday.
Yeah.
It's not like having a Christmas birthday.
You do, but your birthday also falls during the school year, and while all the other kids are getting their little birthday that's inside the school, yours gets passed over because 28th would, came in the 30th and the first
get
came.
All these dumb emails like I do, like, happy birthday from Geico.
Mike, I think thanks, you're thinking Geico. About having the 29th. Like, my buddy has one. He loved it since we were teenagers.
Well, he's weird, Ted.
I mean, it's also it's your birthday sucks. I mean, let's yeah. If you're a kid and it's the day before Christmas,
this is both the birthday and the Christmas gift.
Right, but like for right. Josh, man, it was always cool. And also, as a friend, it's easy to remember.
Yes.
Exactly.
And right? You'll have to remember once every 4 years. What day does he celebrate it if it's not leap year?
You know what? I think whatever day is closer to a Saturday. Right.
That's a good call.
Yep. Boom. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. That's yep. The way his parents, I mean, that's the same way he does. I mean, look, he's got twin teenage daughters. I don't think he does much celebrating.
So he doesn't even care anymore.
No.
Yeah, he's at the point that his birthday doesn't mean anything anymore anyway.
But well, it's just hard to remember Buddy's birthdays.
Yeah, true enough.
Not yours.
Right. Mine's easy. Mm-hmm. Josh's is easy. My cousin's on July 4th. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's goddamn Captain America.
Damn. Great. Let's get some more birthday facts.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 fascinating facts about birthdays. What a hoot. Today, Thomas Magnum, a.k.a. Tom Selleck, turns 80.
Damn.
Give me that mustache.
Wow.
It's Heather Graham's birthday. Yum. And for good measure, let's make sure we all raise a glass of Men's Room IPA or 20th anniversary lager to the man from West Virginia. When you're there, you're family. And nothing's off the table unless it's under the table. Because you like your eggs Danny Thomas style. Happy double nickels, Miles Montgomery.
Thank you, Jason. Oprah's birthday is today, too.
Oh, do you have Oprah's birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, then and happy Adam, birthday!
That would be Adam Lambert, the lead singer for Queen, who's also having a birthday.
Who do you think sings more, Adam Lambert, who's actually a singer, or Oprah, who has an inability to say words without singing? Hello!
Oprah's sang.
It's me, Oprah!
She sang more in her life than he has.
Oh, mercy.
I'm a human musical!
Our boy VD had to explain the Danny Thomas style eggs to me.
Oh. I don't know that. Can you tell me or no?
Well, I'm going to put it to you this way. You remember when we did the Appy Hour Dirty Big Dummy and there was that question at the very end that usually came from Urban Dictionary?
Yep.
Yeah, Danny Thomas style is in the Urban Dictionary.
All right. So have a look it up now.
It's not okay. I can't say it over
Danny
there.
Thomas was, I mean, I know the name.
You can look it up, Miles. I'm not going to do it. You go ahead and look
it
up.
But at least he got an Urban Dictionary thing.
Just learn how he liked his eggs. Okay. So here's some birthday facts. Steve, do you know what it is?
Yeah, I like it.
But I'm laughing. It's writing in eggs.
James Jones eggs.
Don't read it out loud. Do not read it out loud, Miles.
Gross.
Exactly. Damn, man. That guy was an American hero.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Jesus.
Okay.
I've heard this reference before.
So here's some fun little birthday facts. Ancient Egyptians were among the first to celebrate birthdays, specifically the pharaoh's coronation days, which they considered their birth as gods.
Really? They started with the pharaohs.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you know?
The pharaohs.
I'm blown away by that.
Yes, you are. Look at that.
Celebrate my date, peasants.
Jesus. That's right. My birthday.
It's also called a glass bottom
date. Okay, let's not go there.
No, yeah, there is.
I don't know why I keep hearing that reference.
Let's not. The ancient Greeks adopted the Egyptian tradition and added their twist by offering moon-shaped cakes to Artemis, the goddess of the moon, with candles to represent the moonlight.
All right, that's where we get all that stuff from.
That's a fact. Some fun birthday facts.
Did they say if it was a full or a crescent moon-shaped cake?
I'm assuming it's going to be full, but to be fair, I don't know.
All right. That's a crescent moon's more recognizable.
Right.
Because otherwise you made a circle.
Right.
Yeah. Right. If you do a crescent moon, everyone knows this.
No, it's moon shaped.
Right.
Moon shaped.
Romans were the first to celebrate birthdays for the common man, but only men. Women's birthdays were not celebrated until the 12th century.
Are we supposed to be celebrating women's birthdays?
Oh, no.
Damn it.
I'm in so much trouble.
That's why I'm single.
No, we celebrate the month.
That's a good boy.
You're not kidding.
Thank you. Thank you. The concept of birthday parties originated in Germany, far away from my house.
Yeah.
Where Kinderfest was held for children with a cake adorned with candles.
And no one smiled.
Yeah, because it was for the kids.
No one's smiling.
Yeah, this is what they think. We buy your kid a cake, and then we get together and drink and get drunk.
Everyone who smiles in Germany is not from Germany.
That's right. They don't even say happy birthday. They just say birthday.
Birthday.
Tja.
Birthday, child.
Let's talk tradition.
Kinder fast invite.
Are you inviting me?
Tja.
Ja.
Kinderfest.
Da.
Birthday traditions around the world. Some fun birthday facts. In China, longevity noodles are eaten on birthdays.
I did that the other day, and somebody started, they're like, you're beautiful. I was like, it's just the way he says it.
Right, it's just funny. It's not a thing. It's just funny.
China.
Longevity noodles are eaten on birthdays to symbolize long life. The longer the noodle, the better.
Yeah, man. Do you have to eat it in one sitting and, like, slurp it? Or could I take bites of it?
How do you want your life to be, Ted?
I'll slurp the long one.
Okay, I knew it.
Just take the long part.
Take it all in.
In Mexico, the birthday person often has their face pushed into the cake after blowing out the candles.
That is a cool
one.
I
like it.
My only fear of that is that my eyeballs are going to get pushed into a candle.
Well, keep your glasses
on,
man.
That's an irrational fear that I have of my face ending up in a cake.
I would tell you that, but I feel like if I say, Mike, stop being ridiculous. Like 2 years from now, like, Mike went blind in his right eye because a candle went into it.
That was a fun party until they blinded Mike.
Not just a picture of me dating a Mexican gal and smash her face in and be like, hey, it's tradition.
Tradition.
She's like, I'm from seven generations, mother.
Right, I'm from L.A.
In the Denmark, the flag flown outside the birthday person's home is to signify a celebration. Oh, a flag is flown outside. Doesn't say which flag, a flag.
I will say, we kind of do the same thing here. Like, I remember if you're a kid or you're taking a kid to a birthday party, you look for the mailbox with the balloons.
Sure.
That's still a thing.
In Jamaica. Oh,
right. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's much easier.
Oh, let me guess. You get a...
they're covered in flour, yes, by friends and family as a playful tradition.
Covered in flour?
Covered in flour.
Yeah, what you don't know, we're going to bake you, man.
They don't mean the white flour.
Yeah.
Take some.
There's a ton of that down there, man.
Damn right.
You think it's marijuana?
It's not.
It is not.
Oh, boy.
You're white now.
just listen to Buju Banton, and you go, oh, man.
Oh heavens.
Or don't.
They're flying.
In Mother Russia, instead of cake, birthday pies with greetings carved into the crust are common.
That sounds very Russian. Happy birthday to you.
You fall out window today.
They only push the kids out of the second story window.
We have
window.
Balloon below to solve it.
Let's talk about fun facts about birthday cakes. The tradition of birthday cakes dates back to the ancient Greeks. Oh, we just talked about that. The first birthday cakes as we know them today appeared in Germany in the Middle Ages. The number of candles on a birthday cake traditionally represents the age of the person, but in some cultures, an extra candle is added for good luck.
All right.
Kind of the pinch to grow an inch there, as it were.
Do you have the Brazil one on there?
Negative.
It's hairless.
I want to say in Brazil, it's like tradition that you might not be Brazil, but like when you, if Miles' birthday, he cuts the cake, and then whoever he gives the first slice to is like his favorite person of the party or whatever.
Oh, it's gonna be the hottest chick there.
I don't want doggone politics on my birthday.
Me neither.
Find the hot. It only sucks if it's a sausage.
How come you didn't give your grandma the piece of cake that you kept?
Because I don't want to sleep with grandma.
Well, I can just imagine siblings. It's like you've given your brother 20 years in a row.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you still suck. I still like him.
My other siblings suck. I hate them.
You gave it to the dog?
The song Happy Birthday to You was composed by two American sisters, Patty and Mildred Hill.
Happy birthday to you.
So do they live high on the hill because of this?
Happy birthday, dear Miles.
Yeah.
Like if I sing the national anthem at a sporting event, right? Whoever wrote the Francis Scott Key?
Yeah.
Correct.
Does his family get royalties every time that song is sung?
No.
I don't remember. Did it hit the... right, because for a while, it was actually copyrighted. So technically, every time you sang it, you're breaking the law, right?
Yeah.
They aren't going to pursue it. But I want to say it either lost its licensing a couple of years ago, or it's still
technically illegal. Chi-Chi's has a birthday song that we sing because they are not legally allowed to sing that song without paying royalties.
Yeah, that's why they made the Chi-Chi song. That's why they sang it the way they did.
You can't sing that in public without paying them.
Because you got to pay Patty and Mildred Hill.
The happy birthday people, yeah.
So all the money inadvertently goes to Steve. The Hill family.
I am raking it in,
Patty and Mildred Hill. Raking in that birthday money.
Mildred Hill.
Birthday superstitions. In some cultures, it is considered bad luck to celebrate a birthday before the actual date.
Well, yeah, it's not your birthday.
Well, what about the 29th? Luck. If you celebrate it on the 28th, that's bad luck, man.
Then do it March 1st.
That's where I was going to go.
Yeah, that's it, man.
I told somebody on the night of the 23rd, like, yeah, my birthday is tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't say it's my birthday.
But you're not celebrating. But you can still buy me a drink.
Basically, yes.
Right. They're celebrating my birthday.
Right, so the bartender said, happy birthday. We looked at my ID. And I said, wow, it is tomorrow. I'll take that free cocktail.
Boom.
Blowing out all the candles on a birthday cake in one breath is believed to make a wish come true. That was the whole goal.
Right. No.
It gets tougher the older you get. There's just so many damn candles.
And your lungs get
weaker. Like the two numbers.
When you get the two numbers on your cake, you are old.
And then the problem is that, you know, you get that grandma that's 90 years old and somebody's going to be funny and put all the candles on there. Right. Like, what are we doing?
Either she's going to die of emphysema or the cake's going to burn.
Either way, you're eating wax. You're not eating cake.
And then I'm just going to leave you with this one. The last little fun birthday fact, and it's in the realm of birthday superstition. We go back to Germany. If you're single and turn 30, you might have to sweep the steps of the town hall and until you kiss someone of the opposite sex.
All right. I'd do that.
Help me, I want to quit sweeping. A man was caught speeding 130 miles an hour on the interstate, but he's got a good reason, Miles.
What was that excuse?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the Johnstown Flood Museum in downtown Johnstown, Pennsylvania. If you don't know, the Johnstown Flood Museum, it's an exhibition dedicated to preserving the memory of the Johnstown Flood of July 1977. That's when the flood struck 136 communities in 8 different counties. It killed 76 people, injured another 2,700. The museum, it has now been closed indefinitely because of flooding.
Ugh.
Apparently, a valve failed on the third floor, gravity being what it is. All the water dropped down, and so drywall needs to be replaced, the ceiling needs to be replaced, the carpeting needs to be replaced, the floor needs to be replaced. Believe it or not, the artifacts themselves actually survived, probably because they've been there,
they've been
done
through it. That was the first tragedy that I remember in my lifetime.
Right, and you were what, seven years old,
and that was because of proximity to West Virginia and the flooding in West Virginia, and there was also that same storm caused a flood, which flooded my grandparents' home. So we all knew that it wasn't as bad as Johnstown.
Right, Johnstown, that was kind of the epicenter.
Because it was just, because everyone else was like, this is horrible, like, we're not there.
And they have a flood museum.
Well, and
right, it closed because of flooding.
They've had famous ones, like 36, 77.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, sounds bad, but you're right. I guess those artifacts are just kind of, they're like, yeah, all right.
We're fine. But, yeah, everything about the structure itself needs to be replaced. Closed indefinitely, the Flood Museum.
Yay.
Closed because it's flooded. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.